We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Tristiani. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Congratulations to you and your team. A 26-0 shutout road win at Wofford. What impressed you about the way your guys played?
I think it starts with the way they prepared. You know, we had a really good week of practice. I thought our staff had a great plan on both sides of the ball coming out of week one. You know, hey, what did we do well? You know, who are we going to be? And players put the work in during the week and, you know, went out and performed. I thought there was a lot of growth from our program, you know, going from week one to week two.
How big, we talked last week about Wofford being a rival. It's a team that you hadn't beaten in a while. How big of a, I guess, I don't know if milestone's the right word, but how important to your program to get a road win like that?
It's real important because, you know, we're familiar with them. They're, like you said, a regional rival. Going back to our days in the Southern Conference, you know, it had been 13 years since we had beat them. They upset us here in our home opener last year. So it was a big win for our players and program to go down there and play the way that we did.
A couple of questions for you. The first from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning.
You guys defensively, of course, you had to shut out, but you were held them to 2 for 12 on third downs. How impressed were you with your defense, and was that, did you see some growth on that side of the ball too?
For sure. Thought we did a great job on defense, a great job stopping the run and then protecting the top of our defense. And going into the game, we felt like that was going to be important for us. Stop the run and limit the explosive plays, make them earn it. And, you know, the job that we did on third down was a big part of it. You know, we had four sacks, so I was pleased with how we got after the quarterback with the sacks, as well as a number of other pressures and hits that we were able to have on him. And then creating takeaways, you know, Cole Coleman, it was great to have him back in the lineup, made a great pick on the sideline, a real athletic play. So it was big for us to get that takeaway and to do a good job offensively with no turnovers and securing the ball on a wet night and a slick surface. I thought we did a really good job, you know, securing the football.
If I could follow up, just what does that do for the defense and their confidence moving forward and in general the team, but just the defense especially?
Yeah, I mean, you know, our defense right now, we're flying high. We've been practicing hard and we had a really good fall camp, you know, so for us to go out there Saturday and tackle better than we did against Vanderbilt, clean up some of the explosives that we gave up against Vanderbilt. So that was really good for our guys to take that step as a defense and validate everything that they've been doing from a preparation standpoint and all the work that they've put in.
Next question from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hi, Coach. Obviously, Jeff being Special Teams Player of the Week speaks to what a great game he had, but how invaluable is that to have the punting unit kind of setting up and helping with the defense, you know, when they're having such a dominant game like they did on Saturday?
Yeah, it was big, you know, to be able to pin Wofford back a lot. I think they got across the 50-yard line, maybe in two possessions. And a big part of that was just the way we did the job we did on special teams, you know, flipping the field. Jeff did a nice job in protection as well. So that, you know, that helps if you can, you know, make them go to work on a long field.
Tony, maybe just speak a little bit about your special teams unit in general. Last week, we talked about Trayvon, the big punt returns he had. Skylar Davis ties the school record for field goals, and I think that's now 12 in a row that he's made, along with Jeff in the punting game. How important is that to your overall team?
Yeah, it's critically important. And Milo Austin, our special teams coordinator, is doing a real nice job with that group, you know, from a preparation standpoint and developing skills. So, you know, when the moment of truth comes, you know, we're prepared for it and prepared to make the plays that we've been able to make. Our specialist group is a veteran group. Skylar Davis, I mean, he's as good as any kicker in the country. I know there's some teams that wish they had him kicking their game-winning field goals over the weekend. So, you know, he's an Iceman. You know, it's tough to rattle him. He's very good. Jeff Yerk, he also, you know, he was recognized for his job punting, but he did a great job as our holder getting one down for Skylar. We had a high snap and Jeffrey did a great job getting that thing down. So I'm pleased with how we're playing on special teams right now. We've been efficient and done a nice job.
Got a follow-up question from Eddie. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Coach, last week you mentioned Matthew and just kind of, you know, coming in and having, I think, 30 practices with you guys. Have you seen that growth another step? Have you seen him take another step with the offense after last week's performance?
Yeah. Matt's continuing to grow. You know, he went 9 for 9 in the second half passing. And, you know, that helps your third down efficiency. It helps you sustain drives. Thought, you know, Coach Fulmer, Drew Fulmer, and our offensive staff, we did a really nice job of mixing up the run and pass throughout the game. And we were able to capitalize on some shot plays and some play action. So, yeah, Matt's continuing to grow, and we can keep building the playbook as he gets more comfortable. But thought we did a nice job there mixing it up.
Tony, along with Matt's passing 2 weeks in a row, you also 2 weeks in a row over 130 yards on the ground. How pleased are you with the balance of your offense?
Yeah, good. We ran the ball effectively. You know, we didn't go up and down the field on them. Wofford's a team where they're lining up committed to stop the run. So it's tough to get any numbers advantages in the box with the way they play defense. Which is why I thought we did a really nice job of mixing it up and taking what they were giving us in some of the play action, game down the field and moving the pocket. But yeah, we're getting better up front, and the running backs are doing a better job of seeing some creases. So I'm pleased with the progress we're making.
I want to just go back real quick on the defensive side, 4 sacks, 9 tackles for loss as a unit, but Marcus Hillman, a really big night, 8 tackles, 2.5 of those tackles for loss and a sack. Maybe just some comments on his performance Saturday night.
Yeah, Marcus, he bounced back, had a great week. He showed up against Vanderbilt, but Marcus really had a great week of practice preparing for this. And he's a dynamic playmaker on the edge of our defense. He's very slippery. You know, when we do bring him on pressures, he's tough to block. Was able to get to the quarterback, and so Marcus had a great game for us, was real disruptive. And, you know, the job we did on defense, you know, it wasn't like we were perfect. We got the shutout, but we weren't perfect. We have a lot of things to correct and work on this week. But we made up for the, you know, any mistakes that we made. We made up for it with speed and with violence. And it was a great performance and a great step for us.
Finally get to play your home opener Saturday night against Gardner Webb team that played right with Coastal Carolina on Saturday. If you've looked at them, just talk about that matchup and some of the keys for your team.
Yeah, they're a good football team now. They put up a bunch of yards and some points on a good Coastal team. Trey Lamb and their offensive staff, they do a great job. They're going to throw a lot at you as a defense. They're going to make you prepare and try to put you in conflict. They really shot themselves in the foot with the turnovers. You know, they turned the ball over 5 times, and, you know, you're in a 1-score ball game against an FBS opponent. That's they're playing some good football.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday night against Gardner Webb, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.